Welcome to Amateur Opinions, brand new week. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm with Easy. Easy, how you doing, bro?
Deuce, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm chilling in the dark, but I'm alive. Can't complain.
Load shedding vibes, huh?
Load shedding vibes. So, yeah. Coming to you live from PTA with no lights.
Hey, man.
But I'm good. Can't complain.
That's good.
Yeah. Staying positive. What's happening with you?
Hey, it's all good, man. I recently started my TikTok career.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's been quite fun.
Sure.
So the idea was for me to create music videos on my TikTok, you know, and then post them.
So
I just decided to just kind of start practicing how to post, how to edit TikToks and all that.
How hard is it?
You know, I'm still not even great at it. You know, I'm just kind of practicing, you know, adding text, adding durations to the text, so making text disappear and appear. That part is quite easy. And then, you know, you can put music as well. That's pretty easy as well. That's pretty much like...
How does the licensing work with TikTok? Because I always see people put jams and...
Yeah, it's weird.
It's never a problem.
It's weird. It's not as difficult as it is on Instagram, that's for sure. Especially for me, you know, Instagram Music isn't available in Dubai. So if I want to do that, I have to put a VPN and then, you know, go to the States or something and then put a song on it. But on TikTok, yes, you know, it's pretty chill. Like they're pretty easy with the music thing. So I'm not sure how their licensing works, but it's pretty robust as far as I can see.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Guys just post. Okay, nice. Okay, so you're learning how to edit, and how similar is it to editing like on, I don't know, like Adobe or Final Cut or iMovie?
You know, I actually think people with more complex edits actually do use those apps, or maybe even like even Movie Maker on your phone, you know, like iMovie. What's it called? iMovie.
Just to take it to another level.
Yeah. And then you just kind of, but I mean, you can, they have transitions and all that. So they do have that stuff, you know. So, like, for my videos, I'm joining multiple clips and, you know, joining them up and all that stuff. You can also do voice overlays, so you can put a video, talk over it, narrate your video. So you can do all that stuff, you know, and do overlays as well. So it's pretty powerful. I'm not even close to mastering it, but, you know, I'm working on it. So like I was saying, I just started doing, you know, I started off with an NBA TikTok, which was creating a starting five from this filter on Instagram that kind of randomly selects a team. And then you know, Lakers comes up, you select a point guard. Nuggets comes up, you select a shooting guard and so forth.
Yes.
So that's what I started with, just playing around with the editing. 3 a.m. morning, two days ago. And then,
nice.
Yeah, and then I went on to doing football ones, which ended up being more popular. And I think most of my followers are actually, you know, people in Dubai and around the area.
Interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean,
that's an algorithm thing?
Yeah, I mean, I would guess it's putting people in my region, in my area. So,
yes.
You know, so it makes sense. And then, you know, they're big fans of football. You know, Arabs, they love football. So
for sure.
Yeah, quite a lot of engagement in that, and you know, especially Dubai has people from around the world as well. So, So that's been pretty cool.
Do you spend time watching other TikToks?
No, actually, not really. No.
Interesting.
No. and you know, going on some of these profiles, the profiles are quite young. they're probably teenage boys. Some I've seen for some sure. my for age, sure. a few, but yeah, quite a lot of them yeah. are quite young. Yeah.
Sophia's sister loves TikTok. That's her social media of choice.
Yeah.
So she's 14. She's gonna be 15.
That's the age group right there.
That's her thing. That's her thing, man. TikTok all day. Instagram barely touches it. I think Instagram is to Gen Z's. Well, it's going to. I could be wrong, but the way that you have baby boomers on Facebook now and millennials on Instagram, you know, the Gen Z's, they love TikTok, man.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there's still a transition. There's still some of them on Instagram, but oof, they love it. Interesting. So you're not really watching TikToks, you're just more creative and putting content out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I do watch a few, but it's nowhere near my addiction naturally. On, you know, compared to Instagram.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking out loud. But with Instagram, let me start with Facebook, right, or Instagram.
Yeah.
Their mechanism of keeping you on, one of the things that they do is the like mechanism. It goes a long way in keeping you in the platform through your posts, right?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that TikTok's currency would be, or not currency, but their tool to keep you on would be exposure? So if I post a video and I get a lot of feedback, I'm more likely to post another one.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I mean, that's what's happening to me.
Yeah, for sure. And the videos are so short, right? So it's easier than YouTube. If 1,000 people post a YouTube video, I can't watch all of them, because if all of them are 10 minutes, that's a lot of time. It's an hour and a half that I don't have. Whereas if 10 people post 10 TikToks, I can watch that in a minute, you know? So there's so much more room to give you the exposure that you need compared to what YouTube has, you know? Like, try to get 16,000 views on YouTube. It's going to be harder.
Yeah, and another interesting thing is there's something about TikTok. I can't put my hand on it or my finger on it, but the emphasis is more on, you know, creating and putting out rather than quality. Kind of like on Instagram, I wouldn't just post a video, right? But there's something there's something real about TikTok that's quite interesting from what I'm experiencing. And on Instagram, I would never post every day. It almost feels corny to post every day on Instagram.
Yes.
But you almost want to post something significant or a really good picture or... I mean, on TikTok, I'm not even looking, you know, I'm not even looking cute or anything, bro. Like, I'm just, like, rugged like I am, you know? And no one actually cares. Sure. And I can post every day.
Very good point.
Yeah, and I can post every day. I'm going to be posting every day, actually. And the videos don't actually have to be perfect. You know, they just, you know, what people want to see, pretty much. It's quite weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And I guess because of the mechanism of the site, you know, it changes the dynamic completely.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're not worried about it being perfect and it has to be, you know, in the right lighting and et cetera. Because Instagram, that's the foundation of it. The foundation of Instagram is the filter, you know. So when the foundation at its core, Instagram was a photo sharing app that introduced filter,
right?
And it's built on the back of making photos look nicer and life in itself looking nicer. Whereas TikTok, it's very different. TikTok is in the game of volume.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's all about volume, and things are short, so it encourages that frequent posting. Amazing.
And the more you post, the more followers you actually get. So,
and that's not a mistake. Right?
Yeah. And I'm every time I open TikTok, there's new followers there. You know, I don't know, it might plateau But you know, at the moment, I'm already on 100 subscribers. What are they called? Followers. And I'm only 2 days in, you know. So it's been moving pretty quickly, and it's with content that took me pretty much 5 minutes, maybe 10, including editing, to do.
Sure.
Very very simple, very simple content, but entertaining all the same. Yeah. Because I had seen videos like this on Instagram. I'm sure you'd seen them on some of these sports accounts where they're picking a starting five for basketball.
Yeah.
So I found them intriguing. So I was like, let me just post one of these. I think it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And And then, you know, the engagement comes in with people disagreeing with a pick, saying you should have done this. How could you pick this? How could you pick this guy instead of this guy?
Oh, so people hit you up. People hit you up.
Exactly. So they put so many comments on it. And I guess that also helps with engagement. Yeah. So it's quite
especially when and you know what drives the most engagement is things you disagree with.
Yeah,
it drives way more engagement than things you agree with. Amazing.
Exactly. And one of the picks I made was Gundogan over KDB, and obviously people were like, "What?" You know, another one, an interesting one was I picked Aubameyang over Saka, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was quite interesting. I would too. Yeah. So I picked Gundogan on form, and then people were like, how could you snub KDB, right? And I was like, all right. So next one I picked Aubameyang, and then people were like, how could you pick him instead of Saka, you know what I mean? So you know there's always going to be some who agree, some who don't.
Engagement.
which it pretty much means engagement will always be there, because there's always going to be people who disagree with a pick. And then some people were saying, wow, like I was kind of picking just before you would pick, and I picked the exact team as you, whatnot, you know. So that's another kind of avenue of engagement. People aren't shy to actually engage on TikTok, which is pretty cool. And it's like that thing we spoke about, right? On Instagram, the younger generation's Instagram, like you'll see 100 comments, and I'm just like, how are these kids, you know, commenting this much? Like people our age, they don't comment this much. They just like and keep it moving, you know? So it kind of shows you the generation that's on TikTok is that same generation that's that comments a lot on Instagram on their peers' pictures. And it's now kind of translating to TikTok as a result.
But also, as much as it's a generational thing, it's also, I think, a tool of the site, because engagement maybe that's the wrong word, but time is a currency with these social media platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So TikTok, I don't know, is there a like system?
Yeah.
So you can like something and you can comment on it.
Yeah.
I see. 'Cause I was going to say they probably intentionally drive you to comment more than they would for you to like. I don't know. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't been on the site. I might be talking out of my ass here.
No, liking and commenting is pretty much the same as on Instagram or whatever, in terms of just, I've watched a few TikToks. I do read comments, but I never feel compelled to comment. It's the same as on Instagram. You know, I'm still part of that generation that doesn't comment a lot. I only comment on exceptional things on Instagram, you know?
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I haven't tried TikTok. I don't intend to. I just know it won't end well, man.
In terms of addiction?
In terms of addiction, yes. Using it, it looks like it's fun to post, but using it, woof. Oh, man, I'm already struggling with Instagram as it is. Like I battle with Instagram. I really try and minimize it.
You know, I'm actually tempted to delete my Instagram. Not deactivate it, but to just delete it. And then that way, at least, you know, I'll only have TikTok and I'm ready. I don't think I can get as addicted as I was on Instagram on TikTok. That way, I'll only have one thing, you know, giving me issues, really. And it's something I post on every day. Instagram, I'd say I probably post once a week, you know, for my podcast and all that stuff. And then when I've posted one picture this whole year. Okay, the year just started. But last year I posted one picture. And then...
Same.
Yeah, and then...
I also only posted one last year.
Stories. I like, you know, posting stories when I'm doing something interesting. You know, when I know I'm going out or whatever, then I can, you know, I can put it back. I can download it back. I feel like I need to do that. I mean, the sports stuff, though, is so much fun, right? Like you know, when you're seeing stuff that's happened in the NBA or whatever, you know, I enjoyed those posts, too. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I want to... I don't know how to put it. I was contemplating deleting it, like completely deleting, just going off the grid. But I'll probably do a bit of a softer approach where it might be a case of I don't have the app on my phone and I'm maybe checking it once a week kind of thing.
Yeah.
I want to probably do the same with Twitter and Facebook. I'm not using. So I think Facebook might be the first one where I actually just say I am out. Or I don't even know if it's necessary.
It's pointless, because you don't use it anyway.
Yeah, I don't use it anyway. So
Twitter is the one I deleted on my phone. So I can only...
Was that one getting you?
Yeah, it was. And I actually only use it on my computer. And on my computer, it's not as addictive because it's annoying to use on the computer. So
yes.
Yeah, so anytime I want to check something, then I just go either on my phone, on the web version, which is also annoying. So I won't actually stay there. Mm-hmm. I'm literally there for like 2 minutes.
Sure.
Usually after a football game. Yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's interesting. On Twitter, I don't struggle with as much. I don't know what it is. I think I get pissed off too quickly.
Mm.
I'm usually 5 tweets away from seeing something where I just disagree with the guy so much. And then I just...
Yeah,
right.
Twitter can actually make you angry, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Especially but after United lost, I know not to go there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me too. Or me, it's a United loss or when Messi's had a bad game. Then it's... And with Instagram, they get me with the baddies. They get me with the baddies. And I keep telling myself, every day I tell myself, like, you know what? When you see a baddie or a fitness model, do not click on her page. And then I want to search something, and I see one, and I just forget.
You forget
and I click,
what you wanted to search.
And now my... Yeah, exactly. So now my explore page is just full of baddies, and I mean, I'm weak, you know, so they have me. They have
you
me.
Know,
they got me by the balls.
You know what the funny thing is with that, right? You're going to search for something, right? And then you get distracted.
Yeah.
Then you leave the app. You're like, finally, I've left. Then you remember what you actually wanted to search for.
Then you go back.
You know, it's freaking annoying,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Now you double down. You spent so much time there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing, man. Mm. Amazing.
Exactly.
Crazy, man.
You know a feature that would be cool on iPhones or whatever. A feature where so you know how you can group app icons, right, into like a folder of some sort. If you could put a lock on that, right? And you force your phone, you say only unlock this for an hour. Let's say an hour or 30 minutes.
The whole day.
So let's say you know that you're... Let's say you use the bus to go to work or whatever. You know you're on the bus from...
That one's got
to
be
from
unlocked.
Six,
yeah, right?
From 6 to 7:30 or from 6 to 7, whatever. And then then you go in there. So whenever you need to make a post about anything, that's when you post. That's when you do everything.
So would you have the app be open for an hour in the day, or the total time that you can look at that app is 1 hour? So it forces you to budget.
Ah, okay. That's an interesting one. I would probably prefer a time period, because it's still kind of distracting if you do 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Right? But it's still better, obviously.
Tallies up.
But it's still slightly distracting. I would think.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. As social media companies would hate that, right? Because you literally have kept them now. They probably have KPIs in a boardroom where it says the average user 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And here we are saying 1 hour. They're probably like, no, that's just not enough, you know? The and powers that be would not allow it.
Yeah, but these are, who would be doing this? So Apple would be doing this. Apple is the type to do it.
Apple would be doing this.
Apple is the type to sure. do it. I wonder if they have an agreement with the social media companies not to do something. But I mean, they already kind of tell you how much time you've spent on your phone, that kind of thing.
On your phone, yes.
Right? They do that.
I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, if enough people, like, you know, with the Reddit thing where the guys said, you know what, as a community, let's make this happen. I really think if you got a movement going, you could convince them. It's a very good idea, man.
Yeah.
Just gathering that amount of people, because it's one of those things where you just need so much buy-in, you know?
Yeah.
You need so much buy-in from the powers that be. That would be very cool.
Yeah, it would.
It would be very cool. Frustrating at the same time, but cool.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd itch. You'd probably then go on your laptop, definitely. But it's like I said, laptop yes, is
you'd
is
find a way.
Not as addictive as the phone. It's not even close. Like I've done Instagram sure. on my laptop. I'm literally there for 20 seconds and I'm gone because it's just not the same.
Sure, for sure. Which just shows you how intentional these guys are, right? Like if you don't think these guys are gaming you, just use Instagram on your PC. You it's not it's unbearable. You can't do it, you know. Your experience is so engineered. On the phone, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Crazy. I wanted to ask you,
mm-hmm.
Very off topic now from the social media thing.
Yep.
We were speaking about, I don't remember when we were speaking about Tenet, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I watched Malcolm and Marie this weekend. I don't know. Did you check that out?
It's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
I haven't watched it, but I will.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I watched it on the weekend.
I'll watch it. I forgot to do it.
Okay, so you've seen the trailers and everything.
Yes,
right?
Yes. It's and, with, what's her name? Zoe? What's her name?
Zendaya,
right. Zendaya. That's right.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, how dare you call her Zoe?
Yeah,
I was exactly. thinking Zoe Kravitz in my head, but I know it's not her. But it's like the same vibe, you know what I mean? Like it's like
yeah. Zendaya. I don't even know who the other girl is. I don't know the other.
You know
girl.
Zoe. You know Zoe, man. That it's the chick from. Was she on Hunger Games? Wait, was she? You know Lenny Kravitz, the musician.
Yes.
Yeah, his daughter. She's an actress.
I think she was in Mad Max.
Was she in Mad Max?
Was in Mad Max. Might have been in Mad Max. Thinking.
Wait, is she...
Anyway,
is she,
okay, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, her. Okay.
Yeah, so I watched that. A very good-looking movie.
Mm-hmm.
Shot in black and white. The cinematography is very good. But, yeah, it's a lot, man. Without getting into a spoiler, it's just... the premise of the movie is you have... this couple, and they just went to a premiere. The husband, or the boyfriend, John Washington, he's a scriptwriter, and he's a director, and his movie just premiered, so they come home. And the whole movie takes place after they've come home from the premiere.
Mm.
And so basically it's them reflecting on the night, and she's upset with him.
Right.
And they start to discuss their relationship. But...
So, and it's, for the whole movie?
Yeah, it's just them, the whole movie in the house.
That's sick.
And they argue a lot. And it's a bit of a... I found it a bit of an uncomfortable watch, but let me know what you think once you've seen it. It was a bit... Not uncomfortable in a bad way. It was like you could tell they wanted you to feel uncomfortable, but the way that this couple would talk to each other, it was a little off-putting, you know?
Mm.
Very, very toxic. So, I went into that movie not knowing what it's about. You know, I knew there was a movie coming out with the two of them, and I watched it, and it's a lot.
I'll check it out.
I'm always impressed with these movies with such a difficult premise where, you know, it's one setting, you know? Like, there's a movie I watched, The Exam. Have you watched that?
I have not watched The Exam.
We had it we had it at university. It was one of the movies. I think Keith actually gave it to me. So I thought all of us had watched it, but yeah. Oh, no, I'm lying. That was actually in high school, not at university. My bad. Yeah. Yes. But it's basically a movie where there people are in an exam room. They're trying to get a place. So not a place, but a job posting at a very prestigious pharmaceutical company. And they're kind of pitting against each other. And a lot of things end up happening and all that. So I remember it was the first time I'd watched a movie where it's one setting in that manner, you know. So I was very impressed when I watched it.
So you never watched Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino's first movie. His first movie is like that.
No, what's the setting? Where are they?
They're in an abandoned warehouse.
Mm.
The entire movie. So the premise of The Exam, you said, is for them to get a job, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. Reservoir Dogs, also one setting. 12 guys. It's just a bank robbery that went wrong. So now they're all at the warehouse after this bank robbery hasn't gone the way it was supposed to.
That's sick. I need to check that out.
Yeah, very good movie. Very good movie. Came out. It has... In the 90s
or 80s?
92. Came out 92. Classic. I really enjoy it. Interesting, man. Like, I think it's... I agree with you. It's so difficult to pull off. It's so difficult to pull off. To keep people engaged in one setting and one place. Wow.
Oh, yeah. There's another one I watched on Netflix, actually, maybe 2 weeks ago. The Spanish movie where they're in a prison. The whole movie. It's a prison room, almost.
Yes.
Yeah, that was also great. I thought, forgetting what it's called though.
Okay.
Spanish Netflix. Do you want to know the name?
Yeah, sure, for sure.
All right, keep talking while I look for it.
Another one is there's a show called Room 104, which is the same thing. So it's like Black Mirror, where every episode has a different cast. And it's standalone episodes, but all the episodes take place in this one motel room called Room 104. It's 104 in this motel.
Ah, okay.
So every single episode takes place in that one hotel, and obviously different directors and different actors will have a different take on it. That's also quite good, Room 104.
This one's called The Platform.
Have you seen The Hateful Eight? The Platform.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll make a note of that. The Hateful Eight is another Tarantino movie that does it.
Eight.
Yeah. So
2015?
Yeah. Samuel Jackson and I'm just a big Tarantino fan.
How did I miss this one?
A really big Tarantino fan.
I'm shocked. I'm asking myself how I missed this one.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't. I don't think it was marketed as much as his other movies, but
got a high rating.
Quite interesting. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's like if Django Unchained and Reservoir Dogs had a baby, you would get The Hateful Eight.
Nice.
So it's also like the cowboy setting, like Django, but then you have the one central location like you do in Reservoir Dogs. Very good.
Right.
Very good. Yeah. But it was just making me think, when you watch Malcolm and Marie, let me know what you think, but it made me think it would be very interesting to see a Tarantino movie with a small cast, because he usually has these big casts. And in Malcolm and Marie, they're able to pull off this movie where it's just Zendaya and Washington. the whole way, which is good. And as I was watching it, I actually thought about Washington and just how, man, when your dad, imagine your dad's freaking Denzel.
Yeah.
You know? And he's low-key, like, he's building this reputation. I remember when I first heard about him, I think he was on that show Ballers. And
yeah,
I thought to myself, like, dude, your dad's Denzel. Like, tough, big shoes to fill, you know?
Yes.
But credit to him. I don't think he's there yet. Just as a body of work goes. And the way that we sort of look at Denzel as an icon, I don't think he's there yet. But, man, he's on the way.
Did you watch his movie, Black KKK Klansman?
Black Klansman.
Klansman, yeah. He was pretty good in that, too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he was. Yeah. And that's where I started to take notice. That's where I was like, okay, cool.
I mean, he was smart, right? To quickly kind of not box himself into a role like Ballers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he got out of that very quickly,
yeah. It's quite crucial for you to kind of be able to then diversify your skill set.
You know, for sure. But shout outs to him, man. Like when your dad is who you're, and also stepping out from that shadow, you know, and sort of saying, like, I'm my own person. Like, for the longest time, I've been seeing Denzel's son. Denzel's son.
Yeah, I still call him Denzel's son. But I feel bad when I do that because I'm like, nah.
Yeah. No, but John, he's killing it, man. He's building his own sort of persona. So as I was watching Malcolm Marie, I was just really happy for him. And I'm keen to see him do more work, you know, and really push. So what a story that would be.
He's almost like he doesn't look like his dad, like, in any way.
I think he does look like his dad, eh?
Or is it just the beard that's kind of blinding me?
Maybe. And maybe his mom. But yeah, I guess he doesn't look too much
like
his dad.
I don't see Denzel at all. I see more of his mom, actually, when I look at him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a little bit of it.
And he's shorter than his dad, right?
You're right. Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
He looks about, like, he must be, like, what, one...
I mean,
maybe your height was slightly shorter. I don't know.
Yeah, because Denzel's tall. I think, unless he just looks tall. I don't know. But yeah, when the first time I saw him, I couldn't believe he was Denzel's son. Because when I would think of Denzel's son, I would kind of
think of Denzel.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
I see. Maybe my mind's looking for it. I mean, my mind's just like
he probably for that does have some similarities. But, I mean, Denzel is just so unique, you know, like, extremely unique in the way he speaks, that's his true. Mannerisms, his mouth, how it moves. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I think he doesn't, I think that's one thing that sort of his dad has that's, like you said, the Denzel manner. Like, when you watch people doing Denzel impersonations, it's just so funny, you know, because...
Yeah,
he's so distinct in the way that he talks and he moves and his lip movement and it's quite something.
Yeah,
it's quite something, you know.
According to Google, Denzel's 10 centimeters taller than John.
Okay, yeah, that's quite significant. Not that much, but it's significant.
Yeah, fairly. I mean, I'm seeing a picture of them standing next to each other. It's not that big a difference.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Especially because also in this picture, his hair is quite long. So that
sure. And his dad doesn't have the beard. I mean, Denzel never rocked the beard like that.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
He's killing it, man. He's killing it. Yeah, but that was the one thing I thought about this week. I'm trying to think if anything else happened before we wrap it up. We spoke about GameStop and that tanked. Are you still following that?
Yeah.
It was a big story like 2 weeks ago. And then what's the share looking like now?
I was checking today. GameStop is at, what was it? Was it 60 something? Let me just check. I'm loading it now. Yeah, it's 55. And it's actually 10%. higher, because it was actually 40, it was 45 last time I checked. So it's risen quite a bit. Yeah.
Interesting.
Bitcoin went crazy for the past two days.
Bitcoin's going wild.
Tesla buying a billion worth, I think. What was it? A million point five Bitcoins. And
for sure.
You know.
And they're probably gonna plan to use it somehow, so the value definitely goes up.
Yeah. So yeah.
You know, funny enough, actually that is something I did want to talk about, is I think it's unfortunate that Bitcoin, for people who don't understand Bitcoin, has gained this reputation of, because people use Bitcoin for scamming people, people think that Bitcoin in itself is a scam or it's a pyramid scheme, which is one of the saddest things about the entire concept.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because a pyramid scheme in itself is flawed, whereas with Bitcoin, it's a concept that people don't understand, and scam artists are using it. And some people don't see the difference. They just think of Bitcoin as, like my dad, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks Bitcoin's a scam. Like, it's just, I mean, people approached him talking to Bitcoin through a pyramid scheme, and he just thinks of Bitcoin, like the way Herbalife, he thinks Bitcoin is similar to Herbalife or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I tried explaining it to him. I didn't get very far. But I do think it's very unfortunate that people look at cryptocurrencies as some people, you know, put them in the same category as all these other things. Now, it may be a bubble, we don't know, but I don't think so, man. I think it's past that phase. But
I mean,
that's definitely something that's sad.
Yeah, I mean, with a company like Tesla starting to accept Bitcoin payment for their cars, then, you know, that could be a big first step to legitimizing it, you know?
Yes. It
could be.
And the value really starts to go up from there.
Yeah. So, yeah, crypto.
No, for sure. All right, Deuce. But I think that's me, man. You got anything else before we wrap this up?
Nah, this is me, man. I think that's it. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it so much. We're always happy to talk to you guys once a week. It's always fun. But yeah, this is it. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to like and subscribe on all our platforms. We would appreciate it greatly. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.